This is Passport to Texas. As the weather warms, seasoned and wannabe anglers yearn to get on the water in the new year.
Overall, the prospects for fishing are good. They're not going to be great because parts of the state are still in a drought. But East Texas and North and Central Texas have fared fairly well in the current drought, and most of the lakes still have access, and the fish are still there.
Larry Hodge is with Inland Fisheries. He says white bass are especially active this time of year.
Most of the reservoirs in East Texas, particularly Toledo Bend, will have a good white bass run up the Sabine River. Those fish are legendary for their size and numbers. Some of the lakes in East Texas also have good white bass fishing. The Neches River above Lake Palestine is good.
Catching largemouth bass might prove spotty due to low water levels, yet Hodge says traditional places like Falcon, Choke Canyon, and Amistad will have fish as always, but anglers may have to work harder to find them.
So you may have to find some new places to fish, use your electronics, frequent the coffee shops, and talk to the locals and hunt them down.
Find an article by Larry Hodge about the best lakes and rivers to fish in 2015 in the digital fishing issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.